So now we're recording. Welcome to the
fourth. We are recording now.
We're doing this for the third time. It's actually the second.
Third time, but kind of the second. Welcome into the fort, you wanksters.
Welcome, sexy bitches.
Welcome to the candy shop.
I don't know what you heard about me.
I'll let you lick the lollipop.
Do it again where we say that might not be on the album.
I don't think candy shop is not on
the album. No, I don't think either. So. No.
Wait.
Oh, duh. There's so many different puns we could get off of here.
What?
What up, gangsta?
What up, blood?
What else what we up, got thug? Out of here?
What up, gangsta?
Couple pimps. We're going to be asking 21 questions.
We are going to ask 21 questions.
That's true.
And are we going to ask
you not like me. You not like me.
You not like me. If you get shot running to cops, you not like me.
My life's on the line right now, guys.
I love that song.
I'm high all the time in the club.
So, I can't wait for this one. So, like,
yeah, introduce just, what we're doing.
So, yeah, just, yeah, here we go. It's Philip Outen, your boy.
And Joe John. And we and are Joe not John. Doing Thrones today,
this is
and
not
girls.
Thrones, but it's like a throne. We're on a throne of greatness with 50 Cent. He's not here right now. His plane got held up.
Yeah, he couldn't make it to be with us today.
But he sends his regards. So, basically, what we're doing today...
Something a little new.
It's new. It's fresh. It's new.
New series alert.
I liked that. What do we call it? The...
Album Tree View?
Album Tree View. Where we're going to go through and just talk about some albums that we loved back in the day. Maybe we drop our own mixtapes. Kind of that whole thing. So we're getting into the music vein. Bear with us. Join us.
Because we haven't gotten video set up yet, so we're switching away from movies, going to more audio experiences.
Audio experience. So let's talk about this. We've got the masterful 2003 Get Rich or Die Tryin' by 50 Cent.
What were you doing in 2003?
I was in 10th grade.
I was 8 years old.
Okay. Wasn't it 10th
grade? I was 7. Yeah. I was 7 when the album came out. It came out February 3rd.
I was in high school.
6th, February 6th.
I had a Walkman. We were talking about this just a little bit ago. Had a Walkman, the nice Sony Walkman with the Sony headphones that were like little silver little thingies, earmuffs that clipped on your ears and then it went behind your head. And that was cool. Oh, you had that, you were cool. Let's just say that. This album with me has a funny story because I lost the case to the album, and when I went to put it in my computer so that I could listen to it whilst instant messaging the bitches, I didn't have the names of the song, so I had to type in what I thought was the names of this song. And turns out I was way off. But as we go through it, we'll talk about it. And we're going to do... So here's what it is.
We're going to go through this song by song.
We're going through song by song. So feel free to cue this up. You know,
queue up. Listen along.
Yeah, it's a listen party. Listen along. Think about when you were in... you know, 10th grade and you're with your buds and this album comes out and, you know, maybe you're in your buddy's basement, maybe you snuck a Smirnoff or, you know, two blue lights, whatever the case may be, but you guys are hanging out and you're listening to this. We are going to go song by song. We're going to give it a rating. We're going to talk about how it made us feel in the moment. I want to do like favorite line from it.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna listen to each song. Feel free to follow along, and
we're gonna try and put a little snippet of the song.
We will try to do that
before we do each song. In post editing, we obviously haven't done that yet, so hopefully it comes out well. But that just hopefully give you guys an idea of the song that we're doing. Maybe just kind of bring you back if you're not actively listening.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, why not have a little listening party? I like to. Sometimes on the weekends or whenever I'll just get like a bunch of songs queued up from a specific year or just a certain album I want to go back through again, and I'll just listen to it all in one sitting. So
yeah,
why not do the same? Yeah. Starting today. Maybe listen to this podcast first.
Yeah, maybe crack a beer.
And while you're listening to this podcast,
pour a Jack and Ginger, a bottle of wine, and, you know, hang out and listen with us.
And while you're doing those things.
Yes.
Like the podcast.
Give them the Joe John special.
Depending on, glock, glock, glock. Oh.
The old glock 3000.
The other Joe John special.
Yeah.
Not that one. Yeah, it's time to get lectured. So why don't you guys sit down? We like having fun. We like doing these things for you guys, but there's a little responsibility that comes with the fun that we have here.
Accountability.
Yeah. Well, we want you guys to be accountable to the responsibility. And what is that responsibility, you guys ask? Engage. What does that mean? This is a podcast, right? So you're probably listening on Apple Music. I'm pretty sure on Apple Music it's not a like. You give us 5 stars. Give us a heroic review about how this podcast has saved your life.
Yeah.
Same thing Spotify. I don't know if they do a like or a star system. But give us some good reviews on there. Tell us how we saved your marriage. And then for the videos on YouTube and all this stuff, like it. If we have social media pages, follow them, interact with whatever it is that we post, because it certainly incentivizes us to put more stuff out there. And this is something we'd like to grow. And I'll show you yours if you show me mine.
You know those
backwards,
but those stories when someone's always like, "Oh, I saw Gym Class Heroes in the basement of a house party back in 2004 in Canandaigua, blah, blah, blah." That could be you.
Well, welcome to the basement.
Welcome. Yeah. That could be you. Hey, I know Philip and Joe John. I have partied with them.
Listened to them. I've
showed them pizzas with them.
Showed them my boobs.
We've seen those boobs. We've tried on each other's pants. We've done all of that stuff. I've danced with them at a wedding for 3 hours straight. Whatever the case, we went to college together.
You're talking about someone very specific right now.
No, I'm trying to think of the people that I hold. I
thought you were just narrowing it down to just one person, hoping they got that.
We have snuggled watching Game of Thrones, The Long Night together. And spooned.
I know he's not talking about me.
And Loras leg wrapped Joe John. I'm talking about Joe John.
I was going to say, you might be talking about Trevor now, because we most certainly did not.
Tony Citation.
While watching the.
We all did. We got on the couch like Willy Wonka's grandparents.
No, I was 2 feet from the TV because it was too fucking dark.
It was dark. We we dropped the ball there. But anyway.
With that being said, I think we're good.
Help us out.
Well, engage with us, please. I forgot where we started. Yeah, please.
Now, friends.
Please.
Here we go. We are going to listen to track number one on Get Rich or Die Tryin'.
Which is titled Intro. Is it an actual song?
No.
Okay, so it's like an interlude?
It's what, 6 seconds?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I have it up. It doesn't say how long it is.
Yeah. It is a couple seconds. It is going to be great. We are going to... Are we going to pause? We're going to pause this?
Yeah, we'll stop this. We're going to listen to the intro.
And we'll be right back.
Go listen to it as well. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back.
We are back.
That was literally 6 seconds. Okay, so that's not...
Yeah.
That was not what I was expecting.
So...
We can... I mean, I'll play it for the fans right here.
It's literally play it. Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
So he drops a quarter on the table. Maybe it's a half dollar.
Yeah, a little half dollar.
It's foreshadowing because he's 50 cent.
Maybe a gold dollar. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Could be, yeah.
You were more on
50
the money.
Cent piece. And then he's loading his gun. So, you know, what do I feel about the song?
Oh, we're actually dissecting that?
Yeah. I'm a little amped because it's like, all right, well, you know, gun's loaded. Okay. We're ready to go to war here.
It's definitely set the stage.
I'm gonna give it a C+, because I'm coming in, and it could have just been like, all right, here, this is the album, but it wasn't. It was dropping money on the table, loading a gun.
Okay. I honestly think we could use a little bit more in the intro. So
we could have. Yeah, we could have.
I mean, it was just 6 seconds. Like, because the way I think of it, like, this song, I know obviously this when this song came out, it wasn't like it's downloaded on your phone, whatever, but... Yeah. You do download this song, this whole album on your phone, yeah. And then if you're just going through your entire catalog, which what I do is just put it on like just random and mix it up.
Yeah, this wouldn't.
That would just come up, and I'd be like, "What the fuck was that?" So I think it's actually lacking in that sense. But okay. That's the intro, guys. I'll give it a C. It's 6 seconds of audio. I'm not gonna get hooked up on that.
We're gonna pause it here.
We're gonna next number two on the album. What up, gangsta?
We're diving into What Up, Gangsta.
We'll be right back. What up, gangsta?
What up, blood?
Huh?
What up, cuz?
What?
What up,
gangsta? Yeah. First
what
real
up,
song.
Friend?
What up? What up?
What up, brethren?
What up, homie?
What yeah.
Up, brethren?
What up, home skillet?
All right, so first song in. What do we think?
What do we think? I'll be honest. This one, I must have skipped over this one every single time.
Really?
Yeah, because literally, What Up, Gangsta is the only thing I know from this song. I think I saved this in my computer as What Up. So I think I was pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close.
On the name. I'm going to keep a C+ for a rating.
That's the song. Oops.
Yeah.
I was just trying to scroll through the lyrics.
I'm going to keep a C+ for the rating.
I think I'm right there with you. I'm going to go C+ as well.
It's starting, you know, just...
It's mostly chorus.
It is. Yeah. A lot of it is chorus.
There's not, and like,
content.
I'm going through it. There's not like a, like, there's some like rhymes and stuff, but there's not a tremendous amount of wordplay. It's a decent song. Like, it's got a little vibe. Like, it's a song that you hear in public at the time, I assume. And you just kind of like nod your head with a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just a, what up, blood?
Yeah. What up, I don't think anybody was playing this.
Yeah, song. I don't think it's a favorite song.
This wasn't a bumper.
But I'll give it a C+.
C+. All right.
Yeah.
So we're hanging in there. We're waiting.
We're patiently waiting. Boom.
For a track to just absolutely explode off.
Which might be track number 3.
It could be.
Patiently waiting.
It could be.
Featuring Eminem.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on What Up, Gangsta?
No.
All right. Yeah, C+. We're off to a decent start. You know, we got a little vibe going on.
Not much is
just
up 50 Cent. Just
a 2003 album listening experience.
Yeah.
Obviously, again, we're just a couple white kids.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old at the time, so I was in second grade. You were in eighth grade.
Yeah.
So just picture us, more so you in eighth grade. What up, gangsta?
Yeah. At the most suburban high school possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to pretend.
I'll tell you what, I did learn a whole lot from this album on future songs, and we're going to talk about it when we get to those songs. So.
All right, so we're going to listen to number 3, Patiently Waiting, featuring Eminem. We'll be right back, guys.
I am so jacked up. I love this song.
Hey, you know you're my favorite white boy, right? I owe you for this one.
Patiently waiting, you're right here, well. All right. that one probably should have been the, I know they had to do the intro, but that probably should have been the first song on the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way
you had to be patiently waiting, though.
It's true. I mean, yeah, it's fair based on the name, but
they had to, you know, tease us a little.
Starts pretty intense. So yeah, we're three. Well,
a song fucks.
Two songs, I guess, technically, and that's a good song featuring Eminem. My favorite song so far out of the three that we've listened to.
Out of somebody dropping a nickel and What Up, Gangsta?
A half dollar.
Whatever.
Good song. I mean, yeah, what do you have? What takes you have?
That's an A.
Yeah. I'm going to give it an A.
We just went from a C+ to an A. We went from 6 to midnight. Super jazzed up. This song, that is why I don't remember a whole lot about What Up, Gangsta, because I put the CD in and I would just
skip right to track
go 3. Go right to number 3. Yep. So, yeah, that song slaps.
I'm trying to think of like the bars on there. It's hard to do it without the lyrics in front of me.
A little bit. Shady Records was 80 seconds away from the towers. The cowards fucked with the wrong building. They meant to head ours.
There you go.
It was right after 9/11.
Yeah, and that's a good one.
That was a big one. I remember that. It's like, fuck yeah. Terrorists. And what else is a good one? Don't Let Me Lose You. I'm not trying to confuse you. When I Let Loose with his Uzi and just shoot through your Isuzu. Boom, boom, boom.
There you go. Nice, yeah. All right, so I think...
A lot of bangers.
We're strong through...
rock solid.
Three tracks in, yeah. It's definitely an ascending scale, too. You know what's next, right?
What's next?
I feel like it gets even better, but that's just for my personal taste. It's your sexual preference.
My sexual preference?
Many men.
Redheads? Oh, men. Many men.
Yeah, I think that's number four on there.
I was going to say, he does not have a song called Redheads in here.
Yeah, next one is We're at Many Men.
Many men. They wish death upon
us.
We'll
talk about what they want after we listen in.
We'll talk about what they want and what their demands are, and if we abide by those
demands. We're going to go to the negotiation table, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Many men wish death upon
me. Blood in my dog and I can't see. And we're back.
Because he got hit like I got hit. But he ain't fucking breathing.
Yeah, many men wish death on me, that's for sure. So we found out what they wanted. It was nothing good, I'll say that much. On the other hand, the song, I feel like that's probably the most famous song off the album.
You think so?
Yeah, more than Patiently Waiting, or is there other ones on here?
Oh, there is many other ones.
I gotta take a look. That is definitely I don't have the track list in front of me. Yeah. I feel like it's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
album is...
Yeah, there's definitely a lot on here.
Gems.
Yeah. I put it in the... So it's an A+ for me.
That's an A+?
That's an A+ for me. That is okay. A classic.
That's an A+. I'm going to go B+. It's not Patiently Waiting, but it is good. The thing with that one from my standpoint, the first verse, I don't know any of the words. Second verse and third, I know a couple bars. At night, I talk to God, but he don't say nothing back.
I was going to say, my favorite's in verse two. That's verse three.
Yeah, I say that a lot to myself. It's funny because, like, I'll talk about this when we hit, but there's a lot from this album that I'll just be like, oh, yeah, I say that to myself all the time. And, like, at night, I talk to God, but he don't say nothing back. That's why I stay strapped with my gap. And, cause he got hit, like I got hit, but he ain't fucking breathing. Like,
yeah, that's a good way to finish the song. Mine's, death gotta be easy cause life is hard. It'll leave you physically, mentally, and emotionally scarred.
This is true.
Yeah. I mean, especially not for us, like, especially considering his background, like.
Got shot 9 times.
For sure. Yeah. Or just like having to grow up through being poor and stuff. the commentary behind the rap lyrics. But my favorite song so far, we're strong through four.
Oof.
I like it more than Patiently Waiting.
You like that more than Patiently Waiting?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Go fuck yourself.
Hot take, JoJo.
For you.
That is...
I mean, okay. we could look at the sales after and see how certain songs tracked at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I figure we can do some factoids at the end, too. But yeah, that's Many Men. So we are... basically a quarter into the album, and we got another one on Apple. I don't know exactly what this means, but it's got a star right next to it, which usually means
that it's
one
of the more popular.
Yeah. So, guys, we had the Many Men. Now we're going in the club.
We're taking those men into the club.
All right.
you can find us in the
club. You will find us in the club with Many Men.
With these Many Men.
We've been patiently waiting.
We're just going to dance with them.
I mean, what up, gangsta?
Yeah.
All right. Be right back.
I'm patiently waiting.
Yeah, the segues we gotta work on. Go shorty, it's your birthday. We
gonna party like it's your birthday. You could find me in the club.
You could.
Bottle full of bub.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, so that's definitely the most popular song off the album.
Yeah.
For sure. I looked it up too.
Yeah,
so we were in the club. That's a 2003 radio staple, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you could go without hearing that if you were on like hip hop or rap radio.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere on the radio. It was at our high school dances, and I just remember, this is ironic.
Just a bunch of...
Yeah. A bunch of kids just grinding on each other. You know?
At arm's length.
There was some grinding.
Well, and 50 comes up.
It's like, you know what? That and Back That Ass Up by Juvenile, that would get the people on the dance floor.
There you go.
And
be in the club.
It'd be grinding. Grinding in the gym.
Yeah.
Bottle
full of bub.
Into sex. I am not into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rubbed.
Just try making love. It's pretty nice.
Is it? With those many men?
Well, we're already in the club.
We're in the club.
I've been patiently waiting.
You've been patiently waiting for,
we're gonna keep making the same
for a man to explode on.
So, what do you think of that song? What's that one do for you? Does that tickle your fancy?
What's that do? To be honest, that's that one that, like, they just play the crap out
that's
of
it. That's exactly the take I was going
to. And have. It's like, I think I'm down to a B. If I'm feeling like, okay, you know, patiently waiting had me up at an A. Many men had me at a B plus. I was still, you know, doing pretty good. And it's like, uh-oh, into club, like, oh, this song, like, I'm starting to lose it a little bit. So.
Yeah, I'll give it a B plus, because it's a good song, but even though I didn't listen to this album when it came out, I've heard this song enough times in one lifetime.
What's your favorite line?
Compared to, I'm into having sex, I'm not into making love. I don't know. It's hard because I have to have the lyrics up. And
yeah, that one's tough. There's not a lot of good lines.
It's I didn't have the lyrics up while we were listening to it. But I didn't hear any phenomenal
gay slur in there.
Yeah, we don't. Which we do not appreciate in today's, well, in general, but especially in today's climate.
Yeah.
Again, product 2003. Yeah. But yeah, good song. I mean, great song. Obviously, I don't want to disrespect the song. It's just we've both heard it a lot.
Fantastic song, and yeah, product of 2003. Nothing against the song. It's a banger, a 2003 banger.
And it still does hold up. Like, if you're at the club and that song comes up in the club,
yeah,
you're with it.
You're grinding.
Yeah. All right.
Everybody's in the meat grinder.
Do we have a pun for the next one? Tie all the time. Yeah. Any thoughts before we get into it?
No, this is the one, like, when I was listening to it the other day, I knew every single word to this song. It's not even, like, probably top three favorite on this album, but for some reason I know every line.
All right, so. Well, let's take a listen and see if that's true.
I stay high all the time, I'm on some bullshit. Give me some gold, purple haze, and some chocolate.
Yeah, high all the time. I like that song. Actually, I like that song. I don't even know the last time I heard it, but it's gonna be up there for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going, by the way.
Okay.
What'd you think? High all the time. Obviously, you knew...
Like I said, I don't know why. Like, I would say...
What did you save that song as?
High all the time.
Okay, so you got that one accurately?
Yeah.
You got that one right?
Yeah.
Good. I would hope so.
Yeah. I'm high all the time. But I don't know why, but I just, that one, I know every single word, and it's like, I don't smoke. So it's like, I don't know why, but,
idea being high all the time sounds cool.
It picked it back up. I'd say it put me back to a B plus. I'd say that's up there with many men for me.
I'm going to put that one at B plus too. So we're both on the same page still.
Best line from it. Favorite line from it. Shoot the dice, holla, get 'em, girls. Daddy need new shoes. Daddy need Pirellis to look mean on 22s. Because my Mustang had Pirellis, and I was like, when I bought it, I'm like, oh shit, this thing's got Pirellis. Like, I'm like 50 cent.
Nice. Mine's, I like that. That's
spoiler
good.
Alert, I was not like 50 cent.
Yeah, we're half. We're
but.
Half. That's why we call you half dollar.
I'm 25 cent.
There you go. My favorite is there's no competition, it's just me, 50 cent motherfucker. I'm hot on these streets. If David could go against Goliath with a stone, I can go at Nas and Jigga both for the throne.
Yeah.
Because I like the wordplay there, the David and Goliath pun. Yeah. But I also like when rappers will make, like, grandiose statements about them being the top spot.
Mm-hmm. I find it interesting that, and this is that time frame, like, we've always talked about, like, who's the best rapper, you know, top 10 rappers, you know, 90s rappers, blah, 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 blah. And I find it interesting that he says Nas and Jay-Z. And that's, I mean, that is the time frame.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
To that, well, yeah, like, 2003, like, you were either Team Nas or Team Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So.
Very much so.
That was Nas. I did not like Jay-Z.
I obviously didn't listen to the to that beef as it happened, but I've always been more of a Jay-Z guy than Nas. Mm. Good song, though. Yeah, B-plus for me as well. So we're actually, you and my, me, for the most part, we're pretty in agreement so far. There's, like, one that we've swapped.
Musically, on. I feel like we are in agreement.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to listen to a song named after the best basketball team.
This one is one of my... This,
this one is?
This, right. Good, this one's got a good start.
All right, guys, it's Heat, so we're going to check that one out.
Yeah. This beat cocking it up, but the drama really
is nothing to me. I'm by mind, blow your brains out, brains out. All right, good. I ain't playing.
That's what I saved it in the computer as.
Oh, yeah? That was the name for that one?
I ain't playing.
Yeah, yeah. I would have gotten Heat out of that one. No.
This song, so this one's special for me. This one, I remember being just that suburban white kid listening to this one. And it's just all about drive-bys and lines that stuck with me. Don't think you're safe because you moved out the hood because your mama's still around, dog, and that ain't good. I got tired of looking for you. Spray your mama crib and let your ass look for me. And I'm like, huh, that's actually not a bad idea. Like, if you can't find, or, yeah, if you can't find the guy that you're beefing with, like, oh, yeah, you just find what is near and dear to him and threaten that. Like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's like a blueprint for.
I mean, he's just, I think he's just talking about, like, how it is, you know.
Like, I know. But, like, yeah, for somebody who doesn't know how it is, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Like, okay.
Yeah. And there's definitely, there's, in general, there's definitely a certain amount of, like, romanticizing it, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, listening to the music. Because guarantee none of us would want to be there in that situation. I was going to agree with you based on the lyrics, but I was just going through the lyrics for the song, and I saw something else that stuck out to me, because I think it's just, like, a, it's a good, I don't know, this is just, like, good rapping to me. It goes, with a pistol, I define the definition of pain. If you survive, your bones still fucking hurting when it rains.
Yeah.
Like, because I just take that as, like, you got the bolt, like, the damage after. Like, he's always, like, when the rain, I mean, you have anyone with metal in their body, like, they ache.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Another piece of this one, and this is the line I say to myself probably the most, like, in the hood, the summertime is the killing season. It's hot up in this bitch. That's a good enough reason. And anytime the news is on and, like, four people shot today, like, yeah, it's hot on this bitch. That's a good enough reason.
And it's like, there's a...
sure. And, like, that also makes sense. Like, yeah, in the winter, like, you're not going to be walking around, like, trying to shoot at people. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what I mean. It's, like, literal commentary.
Yeah, there's just a lot of sound advice on being a gangbanger in that song. And, you know, 14-year-old Matt.
We need that.
14-year-old Philip was just, like, taking notes.
Yeah.
Not that I've acted on it, but if I wanted to.
And not to derail this really quick, but I forgot to say this in the beginning. Not TikTok, but YouTube Shorts, which is, like, YouTube's version of TikTok, essentially, because they all copy each other. Sometimes I'll go down the YouTube Shorts rabbit hole, and for some reason, I get a lot of videos of 50 Cent on podcasts more recently. I don't know how old they are. They seem like...
Yeah, he was supposed to come to this, but he was busy.
Exactly. Like, some of them are probably from, like, the 2010s and stuff, but, like, I don't know, just listening to him, I know he's not, like, I don't know, I feel like people didn't view him as very smart. I think maybe I'm thinking more of Floyd Mayweather, because of that. I know they had beef back and forth where he made fun of how Floyd couldn't read.
Yeah.
But just listening to him, I'm like, wow, this guy is, like...
He's very smart.
Yeah, smart, like, and able to turn like the, I guess I call it the street smarts, into like actual.
He's a good businessman.
Business, yeah. So before we get too distracted there, if you go down to YouTube Shorts rabbit hole, you'll probably get that eventually.
50, aka Ferrari.
So that was 50. Heat. We're getting now to the songs that I'm less familiar with, just again based on my age at the time this album came out, versus like the songs that stuck around.
Did I rate this? This is an A.
Yeah, go ahead and give this, yeah.
This is an A. This brought me back up. This is, this is up with Patiently Waiting. Yeah, this is
it. Yeah, I'll give it a B+, just because I was less familiar with it, but, like, obviously I knew those rhymes that you were talking about. Like, I remember those lyrics. I just remember the lyrics in spoken form.
Title of this bitch. It's good enough reason.
So that's that one. We're now on to track number 8, If I Can't.
If I can't, homie, it can't be done. Yeah, that one.
I was gonna say, it feels like a little bit of a fall off there.
That's a big fall off because we go from Heat to that. I'm gonna say B-. I'm down.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's not a bad song.
No, like, it's just another one of those ones that's all.
If I'm listening to the album, it's just a little skip.
Yeah.
Little skipsies. If it comes up on Shuffle, maybe I'll let it play.
Yeah.
But
If I Can't, I think is what I titled it on my...
Oh, you had comp. It right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, because he goes, If I Can't.
Literally, it was just like whatever they said the most.
Yeah, like and the hook almost. Yeah.
There is one song that is going to get me in trouble, but we will get to it. so... What do we got next?
I was going to say, okay, well, if we're good with that one, next we got Bloodhound featuring, who is it featuring? Young Buck, who I don't know, off the noggin.
Buck.
Bloodhound, 4 minutes. Ready? Yeah, yeah. You know Bloodhound?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you have Bloodhound saved as? Give him a little taste.
I don't remember.
Never mind.
Oh, refresh my memory.
Yeah, let's give it a listen. I do love to pump crack.
Love to stay strapped. Love to squeeze gats. But you don't hear me, though. That is what I named it in my computer because it's called Bloodhound and there's somebody just barking in the background.
Woo!
So I didn't know how I was supposed to get that one. But he says, but you don't hear me, though, a lot. So I'm like, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Another one where it's like, it's the chorus. There's not much in the verses.
Yeah. Same. It sounded different. It had a different sound to it, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But yeah, same thing. I found myself doing like that same head beat that I was with some of the other lesser known ones.
Yeah.
Same thing. I was going to give it like a B-. Maybe. Yeah. No, I won't go down to C+. I'll give it I'll stick with a B-.
So will I.
Because I don't hate them. Like, by no means are any of these bad songs, even going through and re-listen. Like,
it's a good song.
But compared to, like, what I would stop at, probably not.
It makes me want to pump crack. So...
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, just gotta go sell some crack.
All right, guys. We're gonna go sell some crack. We'll be right back. Actually...
Next song.
The next one... Oh, no. We got one more before I thought where we were gonna be where I thought we were.
Okay.
We're at Back Down. Any idea what you saved that one for before you hear it?
No.
All right. I'm big enough to fight. Oh, shit. Damn, the time you're in the
hood and see an OG. You ask about me to your... Yeah, Back Down. The Ja Rule diss track back when people beefed.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've ever heard that song or if I had the last time I've heard it.
I remember listening to that and it was like, you know, he's... At the end where it's, like, clearly making fun of Ja Rule. And it's, like, he had that song with J-Lo. He has a bunch of songs with Ashanti. It's, like, why is Ja Rule... Who is Ja Rule, like, why do you think he's some, like, great figure?
I mean, he thought he was big enough to make a diss track about him.
Yes, he's messing with, like, a B-minus level.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to... Because, again, I don't really know the history behind it, so I'm not going to speak too much to that. But I wonder where, like, people always talk about, like, ranking Specifically like diss tracks. I wonder where that one gets put in the fold of all that. It's definitely no Hit 'Em Up or no Vaseline, but what do you think for as in regards to a diss track? What'd you save that one as?
I was hovering. Oh, what I saved that as?
Yeah.
What did I have that? It was Back Down.
Back Down?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's whatever, like, the word that...
You hear them. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just curious.
It was Back Down. Yeah. And I think that it was a B. So, you know, I'm up from a B minus to a B. So I'm warming back up here.
I'm going to stick at B minus. Again, because I don't know enough about the song. And with this song, I feel like there's more to it than just how it sounds. So because I don't know the context of the beef there, I'm just going to put it based purely on like how it sounded. I put it B minus.
Yeah.
Cause like if that last, like, again, like it's a diss track, so it's different, but like that last bit, like it's really funny, but I wouldn't listen to that in the car, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so B minus, and you said B.
B. Yeah.
Okay. I think the next one, I wonder how you saved it, cause what we hear is not, but I feel like this is going to be one of the top tracks from the song. So okay. I don't know what you heard about me. I'm a motherfucking PIMP. Yeah, I'm a motherfucking PIMP.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
I don't know what you heard about me. But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a motherfucking PIMP.
PIMP.
I.
Half.
N.
Two.
G.
P-O-O-P.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys heard about us.
But you just straight can't get a dollar out of us.
Yeah. I feel like I just time traveled back to 2003. We said it during the song. A lot of similar takes that we have with In the Club.
Yeah.
In the Club.
Not the In the Club.
It's very much DA.
Yeah.
Again, great song. All-time banger.
Yeah.
You hear it out in public, you're bopping your head.
Bebop, dance,
that's it. It's been out for 20 and a half years. In 6 months, that song can buy a drink.
Yeah.
So we've heard it a lot. I want to give it the like emphasis and like the respect that it deserves. But comparatively, like compared to certain songs on here that I like more, it's not my favorite. Yeah. And I've heard it a lot. I will give it an A minus.
Oh wow, it's way more generous.
Really? What are you going to give
it? I'm still hovering at the B.
Okay, keep it at B. I mean, that's two grades off.
Yeah.
I gave the last two, I think, a single grade below you, so I think overall we're still even.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're at PIMP. We're 11 songs in out of 18, I think at this point for myself more than anything. Yeah. We're going to take a little hiatus here before we come back and listen to the rest of the album.
Yeah.
Because we both very much do have to POOP. Mm-hmm. What else do we want to say about that song? Let it breathe a little bit.
Let it breathe.
Anything else?
That's it for now.
Okay. Great song.
Let's dive into the next one.
What is the next song, Like My Style, featuring Tony Yayo?
Tony Yayo.
He also keeps coming up,
Another too. Great story.
I keep getting... Oh, yeah? We'll get to it after the song.
Yeah, we'll get
to
it.
But he's another guy I keep getting, like, the YouTube short clips of him doing, like, certain interviews, too. It's really interesting. I don't know why the YouTube algorithm has me there and no one else does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to listen to Like My Style, and we'll be right back.
There you go.
What up, guys? This is actually current Joe Johnson, Dylan, whatever you want to call me. So this episode, based on just the iPad, whatever we were using to record it, it turned out a bit longer than we had expected. You'll actually hear this as soon as we get back to the episode. We actually took a hiatus a couple weeks off before we finished the rest of the album. But what I'm going to do here is we're going to end up splicing this into two different episodes. So if you've listened to the first, I think it's 40 minutes of the episode... Guys, we sincerely appreciate it. Again, any engagement that you guys want to do on the socials, we appreciate. We are working on some stuff here. We're actually going to be wrapping up season one of Tree Fork Gang here over the next couple of weeks. We made a decision to try and treat this as a seasonal podcast. That way we can get a couple weeks off for the holiday, and we are also going to get back to work on the creative side. Really fleshing this thing out, kind of bringing this all together. So you guys are going to notice some, well, obviously in a couple weeks here, you'll notice us go on break entirely for a little bit, but you'll also notice some significant changes when we get back. We just want this to be a product worth being proud of and something that we want to continue to do. And a huge part of that is you guys. So again, thank you for everything. We're not going to make you wait super long for this episode. So this is not going to be like a weekly thing. I'm going to get it up in the next couple of days here. Just easier for me from an editing perspective to break it up when we actually broke up the recording. But I'll get you guys out of here now. Be on the lookout for a Friday/weekend upload for the back half of this episode. Paul, County Road 41, actually ends up joining us too. So you get a couple different voices in there. But guys, we appreciate you listening. We're going to get you on out of here. Take care, and I love you very much.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Eric Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.